Glory to God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to a beautiful Monday. Yes, it is Monday. Start of a great week. Start of an amazing week. What's amazing about it? Don't forget the things we said last week. Do not just describe your day, define your day. How do you do that? Mark 11:23 says, whosoever will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that the things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. So what's your week like? Boring, tired, tiring, frustrating, annoying, you know? What kind of week would you want to have? What kind of week? Not there, but I said it and last week, but still the way I said it. Just all things put together for your good, all right? In the midst of everything looking boring, it works together for your good. So you define what you want, all right? You define it. This is what's going to happen to me. So at the end of the day, when you're describing how this whole lockdown isolation thing worked out for you, the things you said are the things that happened. You enjoyed favor, you enjoyed wisdom, you enjoyed direction, all right? You were able also to rest and be refreshed, okay? So you get the best of the season, no matter what. You're coming out better, you're coming out stronger, are coming out sharper. Amen. All right, so we are on the seventh episode, all right, of the power of meditation, and I believe it can only, you know, get better. So don't forget, by simple definition, meditation means to mutter and ponder. All right, to mutter and to ponder. All right, that's to mutter, to speak quietly to yourself, and then, you know, to ponder, to think deeply about something. So you speak, you think. Would it be restricted to those two? No, that gets to a point where you cannot, you know, speak quietly when it burns, when it rises, when you roar, you know, and all of that. But let's stay on the basics. You know, once you hit these two very well, all right, the rest will find expression. All right, so you ponder, you mutter, all right? I mean, there are times you begin meditating by just sitting, you know, lying, and then you find yourself, you know, jumping up and you just want to, woo, give expression, you know, to the heavy amount of words, you know, flowing through you. So, hey, awesome. All right, so, you know, we've talked about forms of meditation or types as... how do we call them now? My own ideology in that sense. But, all right, explaining how it is scripturally, I called, you know, one type of juice extractor system, the other the gusher system, and then the garden or the farm system. And that's where we are. You're going to love this, okay? So let's jump straight to Mark chapter 4. So in Mark chapter 4, Jesus is teaching the very, very classic, you know, parable of the sower. Quite interesting. So because we've all grown up hearing about the parable of the sower, but we've got to just understand what it is. And this chapter here, oh boy, is talking to us a lot about meditation, putting God's word in your heart. So in Mark chapter 4, okay, so Jesus first talks about a parable. And then the 14th verse of Mark chapter 4, Jesus says, the sower soweth the word. All right? Don't forget, the sower was sowing, and then the seed he was sowing fell on four different kinds of grounds. Should I quickly remind you, number one ground, it fell on the wayside, all right? On the road, nothing really grows on the road, all right? Number two, on stony ground, okay? So it grew a little bit, but when the sun came, you know, persecution, affliction for the sake of the word, it scorched it, it withered away because it didn't have depth, all right? Third category, among thorns, and this grew quite well, okay? But the thorns, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, lust for things, choked it, all right? So it was not productive. And the last category fell on the good ground. So we said, you know, on Saturday, you know, at the sixth edition, that number one, the seed, which is Mark 4:14 here, the sower soweth the word, which means the seed is the word. 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 Let me say that like what now? Five more times if you don't mind. The seed is a word. The seed is a word. You get that now. Verse 15. So in verse 14, we identify what the seed that was sown is. It's the word of God. Verse 15. And these are they, you know, sown by the wayside. Where the word is sown, okay? But when they heard it, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Ooh, so the seed is the word, the ground, all right? We find here the four types of ground, all right? The ground is the heart. The seed is the word, the ground is the heart. The seed is the word, the ground is the heart. The seed is the word, the ground is the heart. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, so 1 Corinthians, all right? We looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 6, which says, I, Paul, planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. Paul planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. 1 Corinthians 3 and the 6th verse. All right, so how did Paul plant? He preached and he taught them the word. How did Apollos water? All right, so he also taught them the word. So we find out the seed is the word of God. The ground is the heart of man. You plant the seed by teaching and preaching, by hearing the word. You water the seed by teaching and preaching and hearing the word. Are you getting this now? So how you give attention to what is preached or taught or what you read in the Bible is important. It is entering. Don't forget last week also, we mentioned the three gates, all right? Your eye gate, your ear gate, your mouth gate. We picked that. First of all right? You see it again in the course of this week, all right, in Matthew. But we picked it from Proverbs chapter 4, and from the 20th verse that says, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my saying, all right? Let them not depart out of what your eyes, and keep them in the midst of your heart. So he says, attend to my words, incline your ears. So he mentions the ear gate, all right? What you hear goes into you, okay? All right, so you keep them in the midst of your eyes. It mentions the eye gate. Yes, we don't find the mouth gate there, but one of the ways and a major way to get it through your ears is by your own mouth. Oh, someone says, oh, I don't have a preacher around me. I don't have anybody speaking the word. You got the mouth. You speak the word. And that's what Joshua 1:8 now says. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. So when you are busy speaking the word, then you're going to be busy, you know, hearing the word. So when you speak, all right, you speak, it goes straight into you. It goes straight into you. Your words affect you. All right, a whole lot. So spend time understanding this now, okay? So the sower soweth the word. That means you can be Paul and then you can be Apollos. Do you understand what I'm saying there? That means you can be the one planting and you can be the one, you know, watering. God gives increase. Paul plants. That was in the context of a church. It was saying, I came over, established the church, taught you basic principles, all right, taught you God's word. Apollos came around also and has taught you more things, all right. So I can also do that for myself. Now, if the seed, all right, is the word of God, all right, and the heart, all right, is the ground, that means what God has given us, you know, we have 66 bags of seeds. You understand that? 66 bags of seeds. Yes, we have 66 books in the Bible. We've got 66, you know, so there are seeds all over, all over, all over, all over. All right. So how did Abraham have a baby? God spoke to Abraham. All right. That means Abraham's heart was the ground. What God said, you know, God said to him, I've made you a father of many nations. So God planted a seed into Abraham's heart that germinated, all right, grew, all right, bore fruit. So what you hear, okay, matters to you a whole lot. So we've identified the seed, we've identified the ground. Is that simple now? Oh, dear Lord, can we just jump? Where are we jumping to? We'll jump into verse 26. I just love what he's been explaining in verse 26. And he said, Jesus is still speaking, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. All right, 27. And he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and the man does not know how. 28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of itself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. I'll take this again, very, very beautiful. So the kingdom of God is as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Jesus saying, this is how the kingdom works. A man puts seed in the ground. 27, and the man goes to bed, all right? Sleeps at night, wakes up in the morning, and the seed will spring up and grow. The man does not know how. You know the process of germination, right? You put the seed in the ground, and then you wait, stay. And then you have your lamps, you're waiting with your cameras, and you're likely not going to see anything happen. All right. So when you plant, you walk away. That's all we do. The moment the seed enters into the ground knows what to do with the seed. The moment the seed enters into the ground, the process begins. So Bible is teaching us, right? Jesus himself is telling us here that the kingdom of God is as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Don't forget seed. Don't forget ground. So that means the kingdom of God is as if a man should put the word in his heart. And the man will go to bed and sleep and wake up and he doesn't know how, right? But the seed will grow. 27, for the earth will bring forth fruit of itself. It's simply saying this is automatic. Once the word gets into your heart begins to work on it. This is automatic. This is automatic. Once the word gets into your heart begins to work on it. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. So what you need to do? Get the seed. So many times when you're asked, you know, you're praying and then you're asked, what scripture are you standing on? What verse are you holding on to? Okay. And then like, well, why are they always asking me? Why are they always asking me? Because it will do you good. The seed is the word. So you've got to have seed. All right. So you have to plant it into your heart. Going back again to Proverbs chapter 4, it says, my son, attend to my words. Pay attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not, my words, depart out of your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for my words are life to those that find them. Now, how it gets to your heart is not maybe you read it the first time. Most times, maybe usually not. Okay? Most times, maybe usually not. So it's the entrance of the word that gives light. All right? So you have to take the word and chew it. Just pick the verse. Now, can I just pick the verse and say, okay, that's the word or I'm standing on? Yes. Don't forget I said it from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, that the word of God in itself is alive. So it's fine. The word is alive. The word is alive. The word is alive. The word is alive. So, but you've got to understand that the word has to find expression in your heart. It has to find its way to your heart, not just to your head. All right. That's why I'm trying to encourage us on the power of meditation. So, but anyway, take the word, read it. You know, so I'm not feeling well. But you know, the Bible says, I know somewhere, something about Jesus carrying something. You know, I think infirmity and child of God, find the verse, okay? I mean, thank God right now you could search, even on Google, find the verse. All right, so just in case you don't have a Bible app, all right, find the verse. And you could easily download a Bible app, all right? Find the verse. Read the verse. Read it like 4 times. Read it like 5 times, all right? Yeah, maybe it doesn't have to be 10 times or a million, but read it. By his stripes, I have been healed. Or, okay, maybe earlier example I gave, Matthew 8:17 is where actually it says, himself took our infirmities, carried away our sicknesses. Himself took our infirmities, carried away our sicknesses. Then personalize. Himself took my infirmities, carried away my sicknesses. Himself took my infirmities, carried away my sicknesses. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, what I'm teaching you. So let me say this. All right. Last week and then the upper week, I was talking a lot about the place of meditation. Sometimes you want to jump quickly into prayer and all of that. Now, the prayer I'm dealing with most times is the prayer of petition, you know, prayer of request. All right. When it comes to intercession, supplication, jump right in. Just flow. Of course, you need to still have scripture. But what I'm dealing with most times is how we rush into those prayers of petition, those prayers of request, you know. And, oh, let's pray about it. I want to ask God for something. There are certain things you might not even need to ask for. Because you would have put the word in your heart. You would have watered the word. You would have had to weed. We're going to learn weeding, all right? It's something you know. Just didn't think about it, all right? Weeding, you know, that's removing the weeds, okay? You know, like weed was weed, all right? You know, so you have to learn. And when you find that the word in itself will grow, and then the thing you were trying to ask for showed up without prayer. Someone says, no, it's not possible. Yes, it is possible. Listen, how did God heal them in the Old Testament? Bible says they cried unto him around the wilderness, and then he sent his word and he healed them. How did Mary get pregnant? She wasn't praying. The angel brought the word to her. She received the word. How did Abraham get his baby? God spoke the word to Abraham. Abraham believed the word. How did Sarah get pregnant? Bible says she received strength to conceive by faith. It wasn't prayer. So I am saying a number of things on your list of petition. Okay, so there are needs, all right? There are loads of needs. And Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. Jesus is more committed to you as your shepherd than you are to him as sheep. I will say that again. Jesus is more committed to you as shepherd, okay, than you are to him as sheep. So where lies, listen, and this is one important thing folk need to understand. If there are no needs, you know many Christians will not pray. Prayer wasn't created primarily for needs to be met. No. If it was, then what would Adam and Eve ever have to talk to God about? Nothing. Nada. Zero. Because their needs were met. All right, even when Eve hadn't showed up, Adam didn't recognize that he needed, it was God that said, it's time for her to show up, all right? So they were not discussing needs. Adam and Eve, no, needs showed up after the fall. Needs showed up after they were kicked out of the garden. That's when needs showed up, but God would come in the cool of the day to fellowship with them. So that means prayer primarily was for fellowship. And if you remember what the Bible says in the book of Revelations, that God created all things for his pleasure. For his pleasure. So we're created for fellowship. We're born for fellowship. So I could spend 3 hours. I could spend 2 hours. I could spend 5 hours praying in tongues. And I'm not praying about needs. Because the more I spend time praying in tongues, especially, the more fine-tuned I become. I get tuned in better to God's channel, if I would say it that way. Now, he and I are one, but I get more sensitive. Hallelujah. You're tuned. You spend an hour praying. You spend 45 minutes praying. You spend Third thing is, and it doesn't always have to be about needs. It's even more about God's own need. You're positioning yourself for His own will, for His own work. It's just fellowship. What would you have me do for you today, Lord? How would you have me be a blessing to people today, Lord? I say, but I have a list of things I want to talk to God about. He knows. Matthew chapter 6 says, your heavenly Father knows you have need of all these things. He knows. He knows. He knows. So He's not stopping you from asking. And I'm not asking you not to ask. All right, Mark 11:23 says, you speak to the mountain. Mark 11:24 says, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Whatever you desire, when you pray. So God expects you to pray. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. God expects you to ask. So I would not come to tell you don't ask. I'm simply saying there's the prayer format. I'm trying to teach you the meditation format. All right? I mean, you if you ever listen to Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Hagin will tell you that he doesn't pray for finances. Doesn't ask God for money. And that was because Jesus taught him. Doesn't ask for money. Then how does he get money if he doesn't ask for money? He just uses Mark 11:23. I claim XYZ amount of money right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, I bind you. Take your hands off my finances. All right, angels, you go forth and make the money come. Amen. Praise God. And he walks away. Don't say, oh God, give me the money. Oh God, give me. Oh God, give me money. Why? Because Bible already lets us know that provision is available for you in Christ. Hallelujah. It's available. Is available. God is committed to supplying all your need according to His own riches in glory. Yes, there might be shortage. Yes, things might not flow. Yes, they might have cut your pay right now at work. Yes, your business might not be running the way you want it to run. But He said He will supply your need according to His riches in glory. Abraham prospered in farming. Isaac prospered in farming. Joseph prospered in farming. You will be all right. You will be okay. You will be fine. You will be. Don't trust in chariots. Don't trust in horses. Put your trust in the Lord. Don't trust in chariots. Don't trust the arm of flesh. It fails. Doesn't mean you don't work or strategize. Please do the normal things you would do, but don't lean onto your own understanding. Trust the Lord. He is your shepherd. Why? Because like it happened in the case of Elijah, sometimes the brook will dry up and you might need God to lead you to the widow in Zarephath. So when you put too much of your trust in the brook and then it dries up, it would seem as if your life is about to end. Your life is not ending, child of God. The path of the just is a shining light. God has got your back, like we get to say these days. God has you. God has you big time. So the Lord is my shepherd, not was. He will forever be. I will not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. The Lord, you might say for a week or two and things seem dry. Keep at it. Don't forget. Now, if you understand gardening or planting or farming, you would realize and agree with me that what you plant this morning, you don't get the harvest tonight. Are you getting this now? All right, now understand the fast track. I believe I receive, I have it. That's not what I'm teaching. All right, so these things are quite intertwined, but I need to, you know, I teach faith quite well. But I need to stay with me. I'm teaching meditation. Because that, you know, helps even your faith process of, you know, I need something like tonight. Father, thank you. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Because, you know, some might feel, are you saying every time I'm going to have to pray, I must take like a week or two, a month to meditate? I'm not saying that. But I've got to teach you meditation. So even in my mind now, I have to want to create this balance of explain this part well. I'm like, okay, but I'm teaching meditation. So could stay with it. we'll go into the law of faith, all right? Some episode. We'll create an episode. We'll teach these things. Let's take them the way we are, all right? Let's take them the way we're going. So you need to get this. And the truth is, the more words you have stored up, the more your faith is active. So this is good news. All right. So Jesus is saying that the kingdom is as if a man plants seeds. So I was asking us a question. So you want to plant what? Maize, right? That's maize, corn. All right. It takes 3 months. Some things take 6, 8, 9. All right. They take a year. They take, but they will show up. Okay. So I'm planting the word. 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 Take the pressure off. Remember the story I told you that Ken Hagin shared? A lady that had clubbed feet. Now that in itself was a miracle. She had clubbed feet, twisted feet. She'd prayed. She had been prayed for. Nothing was happening. She'd given up on prayer. Then our pastors gave her one Kenneth Hagin tape. Just one. Sometimes we mix up too many things. All right. Just one. Oh, how many? No, just sometimes. All right. Oh dear Lord. More things that come to my mind to explain on that one. But sometimes just stay with one. Just keep one tape. I've done that too, okay? I just keep one tape on repeat for 2-3 days and I want to release my faith for something. Just keep one tape playing, 2-3 days. Just one. All right? There's a place for that. Yeah, you can still have your normal Bible reading routines and all, but the thing going on in you heavily could just be that, a lot more within that period of time. It's even from your normal and listen to messages, 1 or 2 a day. This one is, I'm working on something, stay on repeat. I mean, Creflo Dollar talked about when he was diagnosed, you know. The doctor said he had prostate cancer. So he went back home and he knows this thing. I mean, Creflo Dollar was one of the people that taught me. I mean, first, like, Kenny Hagin, Marilyn Hickey. And I read her book on meditation. Dennis Burke, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, Creflo Dollar. I mean, people have taught meditation over the last many, many years. I haven't heard any recent message on it, but I mean, maybe the last one I heard was like over maybe 6-7 years ago or something. You know, but if you play some of these old tapes, you might find something in them. But anyway, you know, so it was diagnosed that he had prostate cancer. You know, some people, you hear this and it looks like death sentence. Oh, coronavirus, death sentence, HIV. You don't listen, no, it's, once the word is injected into you, that's life injected into your system, it will neutralize whatever death wants to work. Still on Creflo Dollar. All right. So he gets home and tells his wife, baby, I need to shut down. So he locks himself up in a room with his Bible, with Oral Roberts healing videos. If you know Oral Roberts or remember Oral Roberts, the big O, he had healing meetings, all right? Crusades was a very, 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 very powerful healing evangelist. So she got videos, and then she got Gloria Copeland healing school videos. If you remember, you know Gloria Copeland also. All right, she has healing school, all right? Usually now, it's been a while she's done healing school at KCM meetings. You know, but I mean, so anyway, so he picked those two, and he had his Bible, and then he was chewing, watching healing videos, and obviously, listening to what they were teaching on healing. And then going to the word. The third day, oh dear Lord, Creflo Dollar came out of that room, went straight to the doctor, said, run your check, doc. And the doctor said, there is no single trace. none at all. None at all. Listen, so now today, at least, we've identified better from scripture, the seed is what? The word, yes. The heart is where? The ground. All right. So we would meet, you know, tomorrow's episode. Get your seeds ready. You have 66 bags of seeds. You've got 66. You've got 66 bags of seeds. There are 66 books in this Bible. You've got 66 bags of seeds. So what is it you want to walk on? It's okay. Yes, I know I said there are some verses that could deal with everything, but assignment, your own for today. Health, finance, find the verse. Do a bit of the work. Find the verse. Your health, your finance, baby, job, you know, protection, you know, wisdom. Find the verse. Find the verses. Find the verses, okay? Find the verses. And then we're entering practicals now. Find the verses. See you tomorrow. Have a solid day.
Mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at